clear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is a feast of Our Lady's Nativity. How about the Litany of Our Lady, okay? Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. God, the Father of heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary. Holy Mother of God. Holy Virgin of Virgins. Mother of Christ. Mother of the Church. Mother of Divine Grace. Mother most pure. Mother most chaste. Mother inviolate. Mother undefiled. Mother most amiable. Mother most admirable. Mother of good counsel. Mother of our Creator. Mother of our Savior. Virgin most prudent. Virgin most venerable. Virgin most renowned. Virgin most powerful. Virgin most merciful. Virgin most faithful. Hearer of justice. Seat of wisdom. Cause of our joy. Spiritual vessel. Vessel of honor. Singular vessel of devotion. Mystical rose. Tower of David. Tower of ivory. House of gold. Ark of the covenant. Gate of heaven. Morning star. Health of the sick. Refuge of sinners. Comforter of the afflicted. Help of Christians. Queen of angels. Queen of patriarchs. Queen of prophets. Queen of apostles. Queen of martyrs. Queen of confessors. Queen of virgins. Queen of all saints. Queen conceived without original sin. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. Queen of peace. Queen of the Society of Jesus. Queen assumed into heaven. Queen of the Marian Catechist. Queen of the Ignatian Catechist. Lamb of God who takest away the sins of the world. Lamb of God who takest away the sins of the world. Lamb of God who takest away the sins of the world. Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and cross, be given God to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. First, a couple of announcements. I will be home next Wednesday, so we're having class then at 7 to 8:30 as usual. As we mentioned in our last class, the plan then for this year is to concentrate on the Bible in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. What we did the last time was to provide you with pages from the forthcoming catechism, concentrating on the Bible as used in the catechism. I want to mention, if there are any newcomers, these pages are not to be copied or distributed. Is that understood? And do not pass them around. I am presuming Episcopal permission, and I want to be safe. For our class today, and having never done quite this before, I would like to, if I could, cover the material that I provide you with in the one class. As you see what we're doing, we are taking the first article of the Apostles' Creed. And it will take several classes to cover the first article. I'd like to not rush the matter. On the other hand, I would also like to cover as much as we can by the end of both the present fiscal year and, if we wish, the present school year. The material that we will not have covered in class, it's assumed you will have read, reflected on, and there may be questions for the next class. Also, I asked you to keep your eyes very wide open for any, let's call them, translations or transliterations from the French text that even seem suspicious to you. One of my jobs, I think I told you, was to go over, this is the Cardinal Law translation. In any case, it is well written, although clearly and professedly and inclusive language, so keep your eyes open, because that is not unuseful to know where certain liberties may have been taken with the translation and with some, at least, potential harm to the faith. Of course, I will not read what's on these pages. I will, however, assume that you will read these pages. Is that a deal? I don't think I should distribute these pages beforehand. You go over them, and I will just pull out those aspects of each part that we cover that refer to the Bible. Remember, we are following the 12 articles of the Apostles' Creed. And each article then will begin with a quotation from that part of the article. Here, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And what we will cover so far in today's class is the first four words, I believe in God. The fatherhood of God, and that comes next. Then the omnipotence of God, and God is creator, as you can imagine. Or maybe you do know. This first article is a two-semester course in theology. And it's called, in Latin, De Deo Creante et Elevante, God the Creator, or God creating and elevating, elevating, in other words, the human race to a supernatural dignity. What I'll be doing is pointing out certain biblical aspects of the contents of these pages. I repeat, part of your assignment is to read these pages. Indeed, I recommend even meditating on the pages, not qua pages, but obviously qua content. First, a notation. The translation used in at least Cardinal Law's translation is the Revised Standard Version. The RSV, Revised Standard Version, which, as you know, is the official text for the Anglican Church. However, I didn't compare the Catholic edition. I do know the Catholic edition does include the seven books which our dear Episcopalians discarded as apocryphal. I did not, I repeat, compare the translation of the Revised Standard Version and its Catholic edition. In any case, it is not based, therefore, on the Vulgate. I should also add that the French edition, which is the official text until and I was pleased to read in print, so now we can talk about it. The translator, Father Clark, as you know from Georgia, Father Clark, in writing on the principles that he followed, I would like to, if somebody would remind me, and I'm leaving tomorrow for Washington. I'll be back, however, late Sunday night. I'd appreciate if Sunday, while I'm giving the classes in Ann Arbor, if somebody would offer to Xerox Father Clark's, is about maybe 20 pages half size, so might be about 10 pages in Xerox, of his principles which he followed in giving us this English translation. I'd appreciate if somebody made copies. See, on Sunday I can give you the, somebody would volunteer then on Sunday. He mentions, Father Clark mentions, first time I've seen this in print, that the really official text of the Catechism will be published in Latin. Although he speaks of it as editio typica, which is correct. However, editio typica in the language of the Church means the official text. And then it is presumed, which certainly I pleaded with the commission in working on it, I pleaded to make sure you use the Vulgate Latin for the official text. Please. This is a class for Ignatian catechists, but certain ladies are cordially invited. What we're doing is going over the first part of the first article of the Creed in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. One proviso, no copies are made of this or distributed to others. And we were just saying that the translation which the English text uses is the Revised Standard Version, which is official for the Anglican Communion. The French text, the closer you come, the better psychologically. I feel I have to show when I see somebody at a distance. The text of the Bible used in the French, which is, for the time being, the basis for all other vernacular translations, is the Jerusalem Bible, which I think I mentioned is good. However, it is not based as such on the Vulgate. And over the years, I tried to use the Jerusalem Bible whenever I could in writing, especially with Doubleday. When I departed, I got a letter from Doubleday. What did you do? You didn't follow the Doubleday translation. No, because I think Doubleday is wrong on whatever I corrected. But Doubleday is, I'd say, a good translation, except that it does somehow, sometimes depart from either the original Greek or especially from the Latin Vulgate.